Today's shiur starts the other Shemiz Baruch with the new Perek on the Aflamid Vavam Zayz, Zakti Mishnah Beis Shammai Oimrim. Let's first be magnum as follows. Between the Karbonis, whose blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, there are different types. Some Karbonis require Arba Matonis. Others require Shtei Matonis Shehin Arba. And there are those that require only one Matana. We're going to see much of these halachas in the upcoming Perek. Our Mishnah teaches as follows. Did the Eved, in regard to all Karbonis, regardless of what is Lechatchila prescribed for them, if all that was done was a Matana Achas, the Bailim have their Kapar. Even if Lechatchila you're supposed to do four, you're supposed to do Shtayim Shehin Arba, Lemaitza, the Bailim have their Kapara as soon as you had one Matana, one application of Da'at. Memela, if there was a Machshava of Chutz Lezmani B'Shav Zvikas Adam, the only time it'll passel the carbon is if that machshava came b'shas the matana rishayim, because that is the one that triggers the kapara. Let's see the mission inside. Zakta Helga Mishnah. They shami yaimrim kala nitanin al mizbeach hachitza. In regard to the blood that you are supposed to be zarek on the mizbeach hachitza, despite the fact that in most cases what is necessary is shtei matana shehin arba, despite that the halach is, and this is the geras over here, she'im nesanon, matana achas, if all he applied was one sprinkling of dam, keep there. Did the Yavid the Bailam have a kabar? However, there is an exception, and the exception is the karmachatis. Ubechata shtei matanis. By the karmachatis, you have to have a minimum of shtei matanis in order for the Bailam to have a kabar, even for them, did the Yavid to have a kabar. Rashi also explains, when it comes to the karmachatis, the word matanis is taken literally. Matanis literally means an application, to place something. By the Kohen Mechatzes, that's how it's done, with the Kohen's finger on the Mizbeach. In regard to the other Karbonis, it is sprayed or sprinkled. So the term Matanis previously meant Zrika. Over here it means Mamish, an application. But whatever the case may be, according to the Beis Shammai, the Chatzes is different than the other Karbonis, because even the Di'evi, the Bailam, will not have a Kapara with one Matan of Dam. We have to have at least two. The Gemara is going to tell us how we know this. The Beis Hillel disagree with the Beis Shammai. Well, Beis Hillel Eimer, Mav Chatas, Shinesona Matana Achas, keep it. Even by the Karb Mechatas, which requires four, but Bidiyavit, if all we have is one Matana, the Bailam have their Kapara. Lefikach, therefore, Zaknanish Nevait. Im Nosen, Eser Hashayna, Kitikna, if we apply the first Matana of Dam the way it was supposed to. Rashi explains Bishtika, with no wrong Machshava. He only had the machshava of doing something wrong. By the second matana of dam, v'sashniya chutz lizmana, the halacha is keeper, the kapar is there, the carbon is kosher. Reason being, Rashi explains, this carbon became kosher after the first matana of dam. That was matir the carbon, so we can be makir it. Therefore, the second one, which is no longer matir the basa, does not have the power to be mefalaga. So even though, at the time of the second matana, he had in mind to eat the basar chutz lezmana, it would be insignificant in terms of pigel. Now this would be true according to the Beis Hillel in regard to all karbanis, because they say all karbanis, including the chatas, trigger their kapara right with the first matana, regardless of how much you're supposed to do lechatchila. And according to the Beis Shammai, it would be true for all karbanis with the exception of the karban chatas, because they say that the karban chatas you have to have at least two matanis. On the other hand, sometimes the fact that bidiyaved, one matana of dam, is enough for the kapara, this could work against the person. For example, we learned earlier that at certain stages in the carbon and by certain avoiders, if stage one was done with a machshava to eat the basa to be mak to the aimrim chutz lezman, so the potential over here is for this carbon to become tigel, and if someone eats the basa, it would be chayiv karas. However, this is provided that we proceed with the other stages of the carbon according to halacha. In order for the carbon to become tigel, you have to be makriv the matir kimitzvasai, memela. Sometimes, if at one stage he has a machshava of chutz lezman, and at the second stage, during his next step of the avoida, he has a machshava of chutz lemakoima, what happens is, being that he passled the carbon now, by his second machshava of chutz lemakoima, it turns out that the first machshava of chutz lezman will not trigger the tigel or the passable chiyav karis. So we were not makriv the matir kimitzvasai. So ironically, his secondary machshava of chutz l'makayma can sometimes save the serious tigel or isrikar. But that won't work over here. Over here, if by the first matana of dam he had a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, even though by the second matana of dam he was thinking chutz l'makoimoi, it's too late. Being that b'di'evet there is a kapara even with the first matana of dam, and it is permitted for us to be makriv the basar, so as far as pigul is concerned, everything has been sealed already. This carbon is pigul. Someone eats the basar, he's chayiv karis. What he does with the second matana is going to be insignificant. So his machshava of chutz l'makoina by the second matana, in this instance by the dam, will not help. It'll not help to remove the pigul. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Nosan is ereshoina chutz l'zmana. Suppose he applies the first dam with a machshava to eat the basa to be makti v'yayim chutz l'zman. Yes, hashniya chutz l'makoina, even though when he comes to the second one, he has in mind chutz l'makoima, where in regard to other aspects of the carbon, sometimes this secondary chutz l'makoima saves the pigle. But that's because in those other instances, the kapara still hinges on what he was going to do at that second step, where he had the machshav of chutz l'makoima. Mashenkin over here, being that the kapara has been sealed after the first matana, therefore his machshav of chutz l'makoima doesn't help, and the carbon stays pigle, and should someone eat the basar v'chayavin alav kar. This halacha, that there is a kapara even with one matana of dam, regardless of what has been described l'chatchila, whether it's all four or shtei matana shein arba, is only by the dam of the mizbeach achitza. However, kol hanitan na mizbeach hatnimi, in regard to karbonis, whose dam has to be placed on the mizbeach hatnimi, on the inside mizbeach, over here the halacha is that whatever was prescribed has to be carried out in order to have a kapara. Here the halacha is shein chisur achas min hametanais loy kiper. L'fikach, therefore, in nasan kulon kitik, even if he did all the other ones properly with ari machshavas p'sol, but the achas shaloy kitikna, by one of the matanais, he had a machshava of chutz l'zmanai. So first of all, in this instance, the halacha is p'sol. Being that all of the matanais are considered one avoida, the wrong machshava with any one passes everything, unlike the previous case, where after the first matana, the kapara has been sealed. Over here, everything hinges on all matanas to be done properly. However, the ain't bekaris. For this very same reason, should someone eat from the basar, he would not be chayiv karis. This carbon does not become tigo with a machshava of chutz l'zmanai by a single matana. Reason being, Rashi explains, this tana holds that ain't mesaglim b'chotzi matir. In order to turn this into pigo, in order for someone to be chayiv karis for eating the basar, you would have to have a machshav of chutz l'zmanai by a complete avoid. And being that you're saying that it is all the matanis of dam together that form a complete avoid, so in order to turn this carbon into pigo, he would have to have a machshav of chutz l'zmanai by all of the matanis. For the very same reason that you're saying that a machshav of chutz l'zmanai or chutz l'makayim would passel the entire carbon by any one matana, being that each one hinges on the other one, that is precisely the reason that if he had a machshava of chutz l'zmanai by one of them and not the other ones, it would not become tikkul. Because you have to have a whole avoida to turn the carbon into a tikkul. This tana holds ein mesaglin v'chotzi mati. Zakti gemara v'ayta. Tana rabbanu we learned in the Braisa. Minayim l'nitana na mizbeach achitzoi, shenitana b'mitana achas shekiper. How do we know in regard to blood that has to be sprinkled on the mizbeach achitzoi, that regardless of what the Torah calls for that respective carbon, bidiyaved, one matana, is enough for the kapara. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, v'dam zevachecha yishafech, Rashi makes the point that yishafech is mashma one shvicha, one pouring. How do I know that? I know that Rashi explains because the Pasuk does not say v'dam zevachecha yishafech saviv. The word saviv is a word that is commonly found by Karbonis, by the carbon oil, the zarka, the dam, the mizbeach, saviv, by the carbon ashram, by the carbon shlom as well. And that teaches us the union of shtei matanis shehein arba, that you have to sprinkle them at the opposite corners of the mizbeach, so that a little bit goes on each corner and you have the entire mizbeach covered. The word saviv over here is conspicuously missing. So the stress is the dam zavachecha yishafech without the word saviv, meaning that even one shvicha, zakrashi, is enough to be the evid for the kapara. Now that's the answer. That's the limit. The Gemara is not going to argue on the validity of such a limit. The Gemara is going to argue from the perspective that there are other things that this pasuk is used for. And on the whole Lamed Aleph, we're going to see the Yad Hashem Yisbarach, other different limudim that are learned from this pasuk. Now, Tosfos explains that l'cha'ayra, this limud, would be only necessary according to the Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai are the ones who hold when it comes to the Karban Chatos, you have to have at least two. Did the Sibyl say, as we learned in the Mishnah, that even when it comes to the Karban Chatos, one is enough bidyavid for the kapara? Now, the Sibyl will dash in that from a pasuk of a chiper, as we're going to see later, that there is kapara even for one. Tosfos explains that if according to the Basil that is true for the Karban Chatos, it is for sure true for the other Karbanis of the Mizbeach HaChitzai. And therefore, this drasha of Adam Zavachach Yishavach Bechai would not be necessary according to the Basil. That's what Tosfos begins over here, and Tosfos brings a possible raya to that from the Gemara Vayter. However, Lamaisa Tosfos says that it's not necessarily so, that our Gemara, looking to use this pasuk of Adam Zavachach Yishavach to teach us that Matan Achas is enough bidi'evet for the Karbanis of the Mizbech HaChitzai, that drasha is necessary even according to the Beis Hillel. Although the Beis Hillel have their own drasha, that by a Karban Chatas one is enough, and one would imagine that if it's enough for a Karban Chatas, it should automatically be enough for the other Karbanis, Lav Daska says Tosfos. You have to understand the nature of Shtei Mitzvah Shein Arba. And again, we get back to the key word that the Torah uses to describe the Shtei Mitzvah Shein Arba instructions. It is the word Saviv. By placing them on one corner, and then going to the opposite corner, you have completed the act of Saviv. It could be argued that only one corner without the other is not the equivalent of a single matana by the Karban Chatas. Rather, one matana without the other corner is the equivalent of a half a matana by the Karban Chatas. By the Karban Chatas, the Torah said four separate applications of that. By the Shtei Matana Shein Arba, the Torah gave us one word, Saviv. The act of Saviv. Because by a Karban Chatas, one is enough, and there is a drasha for that, that wouldn't necessarily tell me that one corner is enough by those Karbanas that require Shtei Matana Shein Arba, because I would say, yes, by the Karban Chatas, one application is enough, but by Saviv, you have to have both for it to be considered one application. And therefore, even according to the Beis Hillel, who know already by a Karban Chatas that one is enough, I would need a separate pasuk of Adam Zavachach Yishafech to teach me that by the Shtei Matana Shein Arba Karbanis, one corner is enough. That one corner without the other corner is considered a whole application of Dam on its own, and not just a half. In any event, whether this drasha is necessary only according to the Beis Shammai, or even according to the Beis Hillel, which Tosfos says in the Maskana, the Gemara focuses, as explained earlier, on a completely different problem, and that is this drasha available to teach us that only one matan is enough? So like the Gemara v'hai l'hachi hu da'asa, is this what you're using the pasuk for? But hi, this pasuk mebayalei, I need it for l'chidatanya. What we learned in the Braisa, we go now to the top of the Chlam Zayinim Adam. Let us just be magnet that although the halacha is that all the leftover da has to be poured by the yisoid of the mizbech, as we'll soon explain, the pasuk really only says so b'feirish by the karban chatas. Nemel effect the Braisa menayin l'chala damin she'teunin matan da. How do we know in regard to all other dam that requires applying the dam to the mizbeach? How do we know that what is left over the yisoid has to be poured at the yisoid? Talmud loymer v'dam zavachach yishafech, the very pasuk that we want to use to teach that even a matana achas is good to the edit. Now the ma'aseh, how do we know that it has to be poured at the base, at the yisoid? All the pasuk says is pour it. How do we know where to pour it? The antithesis by the karban chatas, where the Torah describes what to do with the leftover dam. Over there the Torah says, pour it el yisoid hamizbeach, and memela, we understand that if there is a ribli in this pasuk of Adam Zavachach Yishafech, that all other leftover blood has to be poured, in the absence of any other direction, we are to assume that it is to be poured at the yisoid hamizbeach, just like the leftover dam of the Karban Chatas. The Gemara assumed that automatically. Incidentally, there are five different types of Karban Chatas the Torah discusses: the Kain of Mashiach, the Parhel and Dovah Shel Tzibur, the Sari Nasi, the Chatas Yachid when it comes as a Seira, the Chatas Yachid when it comes as a Kivsa, and by all of them, the Torah says what to do with the leftover dam, and that is to pour it El Yisoid Mizbeach. So if this pasuk includes other Kabbanis, we understand automatically, says Tosfos, that it means to the Yisoid. But Akalpanim, it's not available, the pasuk is not available to learn from there that even one Matan of Dam is enough. And for the Gemara, our Tana that uses the Vedam Zavachach Yishavach to teach us the Bidiyavid, one Matana of Dam is enough, he learns Shvichas Shirayim El Yisoid by other Kabbanis from a different Pasuk, Nafkali Mid Rebbe. The Tanya for Litna Braisa, Rebbe Yomer, the Pasuk says by the Chatas Ha'oif, the Anisha Vedam was left over of the Dam, Yimotze, and the Pasuk goes on to say, Yimotze, you should drain it at the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. Now the Pasuk could have said, Vanisha, what is left over, you should drain at the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. Why the extra Badam over here, what is left over of the blood? We know we're talking about the blood over there from the context of the Pesukim. Shein Talmud Leimer Badam, L'chayr, that was extra. Ma Talmud Leimer Badam, what is the Pasuk teaching me? By stressing Vanisha Badam, Yimotze. And the answer is, says Rabbi, the Torah is not taught us only in regard to the animal chatois, those that require four applications of dam on each of the corners of the mizbeach, that the leftover dam of those karbonis are to be put at the yisayt. Shad damim inayin. How do I know the same is true for the leftover dam of all other karbonis? Talmud loimer vanisha b'dam yimotzei, and the pasuk concludes over there. Drain it at the yisayt of the mizbeach. Now the Gemara seems to repeat just what we said before. The Shita takes it out. But we'll just say the word Shein Talmud Leimer Badam. L'chayr Badam wasn't necessary. Yama Talmud Leimer Badam. What does the extra Badam teach us? Limit. It teaches us. Al Kol Adamim, not just the Matan Dalet, not just the Karban Chatos, in regard to all bloods. Shetun and Matan Dam on the Yisoid. If you have anything left over, then you pour it at the Yisoid. Now the Lashon of Rashi over here is Limit Al Kol Adamim. It teaches us in regard to all other blood. If anything is left over after the main zrika, that you pour the rest to the yisayt. The Sofemus explains that it's mashma from Rashi, that you don't have to leave something over to fulfill this mitzvah of pouring it at the yisayt. But if something is left, that's where you should pour it. If somehow it's possible, or you want to use up all of the dam with the regular matanes, that's fine. We're going to see later the Shita of Tosfos is not that way. According to Tosfos, there's an inyan bedafka to leave something over to fulfill this mitzvah of pouring the shirayim at the yisayt. Now, Bianus will see the sugya of the shvich of shirayim later on, but just the kitzer, in the case of the chantas pnimiyas, where the matnais hadam and the hechel took place on the mizbeach hazav, the shvich of shirayim was made on the yisayt maravi, in all other cases on the yisayt deraimi. In every case, the rule was that the samachlai, and that means on the place which at the conclusion of the matanis was nearest to the kayen, that's where he would pour it. So coming out of the Hechel, if he was doing his avoida with the Mizbeach HaPnimi, would be the west. Coming down from the ramp, it would be the south. Shvicha Shirayim is exactly the same as Smicha. It is a mitzvah, but it is not Me'akeh. Now, needless to say, Zrika means throwing from a distance. Shvicha means the Kohen stood next to the base and poured the blood onto it. Shamsher Fol Hirsch explains the difference between the Zrika and the Shvicha in Parshas Vayikra, around Kapitel Dalet Hei or Vav, in a very eloquent manner. He's Mazbir V'Yarucha, the union of Zrika, and what exactly it represents on each corner of the Mizbeach, and what each side of the Mizbeach represents as it corresponds to the different sides of the Hechel, and the connection between the Mizbeach and the Hechel. Then Kam Mokim L'Harach Mizbeach, but the Iker, his main Yisoid is, that the concept of the Mizbeach is the Indian of raising the earth upwards, the Mizbeach HaAdama. We have to elevate it. We have to understand that everything material, everything earthly, is directed upwards. If we're here on this world and we have our task to do, then there is a ruchnistic task in it. A task that was provided to us given our specific situations and surroundings and the type of material that we have to deal with. That's the Hashgacha Pratis. Raising it upwards, and let's remember Chazal say that Adam Rishon was created from the earth underneath the Mizbeach. Raising it upwards is what the Mizbeach is about. Now he says that this thought is more definitely and precisely expressed by the Yisoid. The base was an essential part of the Beis HaMikdash, and it's the beginning of the elevation from the earth upwards. He's not the way the Karen Jeremis Mizrachas did not have a Yisoid, but the Kitzur was Negeya to Asim. After the whole avoida of the Zrika, which represents the specific kapara and the specific lessons, and the way a person has to reform himself in the course of the kapara that he is getting through the carbon, once the Zrika is completed, you have the union of Shvicha. Shvicha, he says, does not preach any particular way of living, or it doesn't direct one's energy in any particular direction as the Zrika does. Rather, the Shvicha expresses the person who just received the Kapara, it expresses his idea that I am now willing to recreate myself, to throw myself once again to the ground of where I was created from, and to start again. It represents his amunah that the very ground of which all of nature and all of humanity receives its roots from, that this is Lifnei Hashem. That this is the basis of Torah, to live in this world and to apply Torah to it. So in a way, the Shvichas Shiraim, he explains, are the fruits of what the Matmos Dam, of what the Zriko, the application of Dam, accomplished for the person. Akoponim Nachsal in Yanenu. What we're really looking for is, how do we know that with a single matana b'diavad the person has his kapara? The Gemara suggested, the Beraisa suggested, it comes from the pasuk of Adam Zavachecha Yishafech. The Gemara doesn't disagree that it could be learned from that pasuk. The only issue is, do we need that pasuk for another drasha? The Gemara suggests that perhaps we do need the drasha for the Shvichas Shirayim, but after we are told that Rabbeinu HaKadosh has a different drasha for that, and it is possible that Tana, this Beraisa, uses that other pasuk for the Shvichas Shirayim, so the Adam Zavachecha Yishafech L'chayva should be available for what we want to learn from it, and that is, again, that a single matana b'diavad is enough. Frek the Gemara, but we need it for a different rasha. Zakati lahachi da'asa. Can you still accept that the damas of Echecha is available for what you want to learn from it? Mabayle, but I need it for l'chadetanya, what we learned in the Beraisa. The Beraisa that asks, minayin l'nitan in bizrika, how do we know in regard to karbonis that you are supposed to do zrika, that is to show the blood from a distance. Shinasana b'shvicha, if he didn't do it this way, but poured it from close up. How do we know that b'diavid yatsa, Talmud Leibniz, the pasuk says, the damas of Echecha yishafech. Rashi explains, when we say all the karbonis shakasa ben zrika, just like the karbon nayla, the karbon shlamim, the karbon asham, with the Torah says b'serish, to be zirik the dam, also by the p'char, the yastamam tizrik, and zrika, if you touch the word properly, means from a distance. That he's zarek it, that he throws it from the keli to the mizbeach. He's not standing in the mizbeach. Whereas shvicha, to pour something, means that he's standing by the base and he's pouring. So I would think that if he substituted shvicha for zrika, he's not yet, not even b'diavad. So the dam zavachach yishavach indicates that in regard to all dam of zvachim, at least b'diavad, if it was yishavach yoyot. Although this pasuk really refers to the karbon oila, however, the emphasis on Zivachecha, the period the Itay explains, he's medayik this in Rashi, emphasizes, as long as it's your carbon, any carbon is included, didiavid, that it's good through a mice of shvich. So if we need the Vedam Zivachecha Yishafech for this drasha, that didiavid shvicha could substitute the zrika, so it's not available for what we want to use it for. And for the Gemara, if our Tana held this way, that indeed b'diavad shvicha would work, although the Torah prescribes zrika, then an echanami, the pasuk wouldn't be available. But our Tana doesn't hold this way. Sava like Rabbi Akiva, our Tana holds like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar who says that loy zrika b'chal shvicha, v'loy shvicha b'chal zrika. If the Torah demands zrika, then it has to be zrika from a distance. And if the Torah says shvicha, like by the carbon pesach, then it has to be shvicha, it can't be zrika. Incidentally, everyone agrees with this. Everyone agrees that if the Torah says shvicha, you can't do zrika instead. The only shaila is, do we learn from the damas of Echecha Yishafech that the Yavit shvicha works, even for the zrika karbonis? Rabbi Akiva says, it doesn't. In order to understand the Gemara's raya, how we know that Rabbi Akiva holds that shvicha won't work with the Yavit, we have to be magdim as follows. There was a chagigas arba osar that came together with the Karban Pesach if there were many members of the Chabura. Now, the Tosefta in the Sechus Pesachim explains that there were separate brachas for each carbon. On a carbon Pesach, one made the bracha, Baruch HaShekidashanu B'mitzvayso V'tzivanu Lechol HaPesach. On a Zevach, one made a different bracha, HaShekidashanu B'mitzvayso V'tzivanu Lechol HaZevach. What is the halacha? If he made the carbon Pesach bracha, and just the carbon Pesach bracha, does that patur the Zevach? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Derech Birchas HaPesach, patur Eshel Zevach. However, Shel Zevach, if he made the bracha, Shekidashonu B'mitzvayso V'tzivanu Ala Zevach, Loi Patur Es HaPesach. That doesn't patur the Karban Pesach, Divi Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim first suggested, why did Rabbi Shmuel say this? As mentioned earlier, the Chagiga is a type of Karban Shlamim, and the Torah prescribes Zrika. By the Karban Pesach, the Torah does not say Zrika. By the Karban Pesach, the Torah says to pour it. Memela Rashi explains from the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim, if he makes the bracha Shekidashana B'mitzvayso V'tzivanu Ala Pesach, that patters the Zevach. Because the bracha Ala Pesach directs us to the halachas of the Karban Pesach. and the halachis of Karban Pesach dictate shvicha. But b'diavad, there could patter the bracha on the zevach, because the zevach would also be good, seif kol seif, if shvicha was made instead of zvicha. On the other hand, if he made the bracha shekedushana b'mitzvayis of etzivanu ala zevach, or shel zevach, that directs us to the guidelines of the Karban Shlamim, where the Torah prescribes zrika. And everyone is moida that even b'diavad, if the kohen would do zrika for the Karban Pesach, it wouldn't be good. Therefore, the bracha on the zevach doesn't pass to the Pesach. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, and this is what we're looking for over here, we're looking for the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. He says, Leizu peterezu, v'leizu peterezu. Neither bracha will do for the other. So we see clearly what Rabbi Akiva's shita is. If the guideline over here, if the question of which bracha can patter the other depends on what type of avoid is good, even did he have it, so Rabbi Akiva holds that neither bracha will work for another. Just like even Rabbi Shmuel holds that if he made the bracha ala zevach, it doesn't patter the Pesach, because the bracha ala zevach directs us to zrika, and the karban Pesach did he have it is not good for shvicha. Rabbi Akiva takes us a step further, and he says that even if you made the bracha of Karban Pesach, it wouldn't pass to the Chagiga, because Pesach directs us to Shvicha, and Lefishitas Rabbi Akiva, a Chagiga has nothing to do with Shvicha. Even B'diavad you wouldn't be Yaitza, if instead of Zrika he made Shvicha by a Karban Shlamim. Is a Raya, Rabbi Akiva does not hold that the Vedam Zevechecha Yishafech teaches us Shvicha B'diavad is good for all Karbanas, and in Eila, this is what we were looking for, because we now have the Vedam Zevechecha Yishavach available for what our Tana uses it for, and that is that even a single Matnas Dam B'diavad is good. The emphasis is it's not that simple. How do we know that what we're supposed to do with the blood of the Karban Pesach is Shvicha? Rabbi Akiva learned from Dam Zevechecha Yishavach that the Karban Pesach has to be poured. As a matter of fact, Rashi explains, that's the reason Rabbi Akiva holds that Shvicha B'diavad doesn't work when Zrika is required. The Gemara says, because he doesn't have the Vedam Zevechecha Yishavach available to teach us that. He uses the Vedam Zevechecha Yishavach to emphasize Shvicha by the Karban Pesach. So things really don't work out that much over here. If you're saying that our Tana holds like Rabbi Akiva, that doesn't really make the Vedam Zevechecha Yishavach available. All it does is, it tells us Dam Zevechecha Yishavach doesn't teach us that Shvicha B'diavad is good, rather it teaches us Shvicha by the Karban Pesach. So as we're concerned, still wouldn't solve the problem. We don't want anything to be learned from the Dam Zevechecha Yishavach except for our drasha, and that is that a single Matnas Dam is enough. So we haven't really accomplished anything by saying that we hold a Rabbi Akiva. Therefore Rashi explains that what our Gemara is really telling us is that our Tana doesn't all the way hold a Rabbi Akiva. Our Tana partially holds the Rabbi Akiva that Ein Zrika is Bechal Shvicha. However, when it comes to learning about Shvicha for the Karban Pesach, our Tana would disagree with Rabbi Akiva and say, you can't learn that from the Dam Zevechecha Yishavach. It's not available. We need it for the drasha of the single Matnas Dam. What is a problem, and that the Gemara will soon deal with, is that L'chayr, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he's learning two things from the same pasuk, because Rabbi Shmuel also holds that the Shvicha's done by the Karban Pesach is learned from this pasuk of the Dam Zevechecha Yishavach. So that's l'chayr a problem that has to be ironed out, because Rabbi Shmuel holds that we also learn from this pasuk that the Di'avad Shvicha works for all Karbanis, even for the Zrika Karbanis. Let's see the Gemara Vayta. We'll soon see that kash in the Gemara. Correct the Gemara once again. Nakati l'hachi huda'asa. Are you satisfied to say, still, that the Dam Zevechecha Yishavach is available for what you want to use it for, and that is that a single Matnas Dam is enough? I need it. L'chadetanya, for we learn in this beraisa. Rabbi Yishmael, it is the same Rabbi Yishmael who says, being that the pasuk says, this in Parshas Korach, Kapitel Yudchef, Pasuk Yudzayin, will read the complete pasuk. Being that the pasuk says, Ach Parsha, Oy Par Kesef, Oy Par Eis, the firstborn of a cow, of a sheep, or of a goat, Loi save them, you should not redeem them, Kaidishen. As damam their blood tizrak alam isbeach v'yeschel ben their chel of taktir ishei l'reach michayach l'ashem. Now the problem is, although there are three karbanis in this category, they require only one application of dam on a mizbeach, one zrika of dam. They are p'char, masa, and pesach. It is only by the p'char that I actually have these instructions. So as far as this pasuk is concerned, lemadnu, this teaches us lebchar shetar matan damim, that it requires matan dam the emurim legabi mizdayach. However, ma'aser pesach minayin. Talmud loimer. Therefore, once again, we call upon this familiar pasuk v'dam zevechecho yishafech, teaching us that don't think bchar is alone. Ma'aser and pesach also require matan dam on the mizdayach. So if you're using the dam zevechecho yishafech to teach me about the matan dam for a carbon pesach or for a carbon meiser, once again, it's not available for what we want to use it for. And for the Gemara, we're using the same teretz we used in the previous cases, where either we say our Tana doesn't hold to the limit, and you see Taka there's another Tana doesn't hold to the limit, or we say that you can learn whatever you wanted to learn from Dam Zavachach Yishafech from another drasha. Now here, we're sort of saying both. The Yaisi Aglili holds that by the carbon pesach there is zrika, not shvicha, but zrika from the distance. Now how exactly everything falls into place we are yet to see, but one thing is clear. If you hold by the carbon pesach that zrika is required, not shvicha, you cannot possibly learn from the drasha of Adam Zavachach Yishafech. Yishafech means shvicha, not zrika. So the Adam Zavachach Yishafech is available for what we want to use it for what our Tana uses it for, and that is that even with a single matnas dam, did he ever do a kapara? Where do we see the sheet of Yaisi Aglili? Before we see the Gemara inside, let's remind ourselves for a moment what the lashon of the pasuk was. Es damam, their blood, tizrak al mizbeach. Es chelbam, taktir. Yish al reich nechayach Hashem. Both damam and chelbam are plural. Hayyotze, that specific pasuk talks only about the carbon pchar, even though there are different types of pchar, pchar shari, pchar keser, but lemaisa, it is talking only about the pchar. So the pasuk could have used a singular lashon. The pasuk could have said es damoi tizrak al mizbeach instead of damam, and the pasuk could have said es chelboi taktir instead of chelbam. The fact that the pasuk uses a lashon rabim, according to Yaisi Aglili, indicates to us that we are to include more than just the pchar over here. Let's see the Gemara inside. The Tanya of Yaisi Aglili oimer damoi loy nemer, doesn't say its blood ela damam, it says their blood. Chelboi loy nemer, doesn't say its fat ela chelbam. Lashon Rabbim. The fact that the Torah uses a Lashon Rabbim and a Lashon Yachid could have been appropriate, limit, this is to teach us, that although we're talking about Pchar over here, the Kavane is not just for Pchar, rather you should look at the whole unit, the whole set, Pchar, Maisa, Upesach, in regard to all of them, Shetar, and Matan, Damim, you have to be Zoyrik, their Dam, on the Mizbeach, the Pasuk says, Tizrak, V'emurin, Lagabi, Mizbeach, and their Chaylev goes up on the Mizbeach. Alkol Panim. So it is clear that Yaisi Aglili holds that there is no shvicha for the karbanis of Pesach and Maaser. It's Tizrak, and the Melech has no shaychus with the pasuk of Adam Zevechecho Yishafech. He doesn't learn it from that pasuk, neither does he need that pasuk to learn it from. So the Adam Zevechecho Yishafech, according to Yaisi Aglili, is available for our drasha. Now the Gemara focuses again on what we mentioned earlier, the Rabbi Shmuel. According to what we're saying over here, it seems that Rabbi Shmuel learns two things from this pasuk of Adam Zevechecho Yishavech. Now, this whole anid of Gemara is only here because we're struggling to make the pasuk available for our drasha. But you can't learn two things from the same pasuk. Although all along we have been looking at our Tana and trying to explain how he has the pasuk available for himself, but in the course of our kashas we have run into a problem over here, because notwithstanding the drasha of our Tana, Rabbi Shmuel seems to be learning two different halachas from this same pasuk. In this last beraisa that we learned, Rabbi Shmuel is the bar plukta of Yaisi Aglili. Rabbi Shmuel is the one who says that we don't learn Maaser and Pesach from the pasuk of Pchar. Rather, the pasuk of Pchar is the one that requires Zrika. Maaser and Pesach are different. They require Shvicha, and that is learned from the Dam Zevechecho Yishafech. So we use the Dam Zevechecho Yishafech with Yishitas Rabbi Shmuel to teach me about Shvicha for a carbon Pesach. Fine, we can understand that. But the Kiva also uses the Dam Zevechecho Yishafech to learn that a carbon pesach requires shvicha. But with Rabbi Akiva, he holds that the carbon pesach requires shvicha and it cannot be substituted for zrika. And by that same token, if you have a carbon that requires zrika, even b'diavad, if you did shvicha, it wouldn't be good. I know that because Rabbi Akiva holds that if you make the bracha of a carbon pesach, it doesn't patter the chagiga, and if you make the bracha for the chagiga, it doesn't patter the carbon pesach, because they're both distinct. The carbon pesach is good only with shvicha, and the karma chagiga is good only with zrika. However, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the bracha for the Karban Pesach patters the Chagiga. Lefishitas Rabbi Shmuel. If I said Asher Kiddushanu v'mitzvayis v'tzivanu lech al haPesach, that patters the Chagiga. Why is that? It's only because, just like the Karban Pesach has Shvicha, Rabbi Shmuel holds that all other Karbanos, although the Torah prescribes Zrika, but the Diavad, they too are good if Shvicha was done. How would he know that? There's only one way to learn that. That is in the pasuk of Adam Zavichach Yishafech. So how can Rabbi Shmuel on the one hand learn that in regard to all Karbanos Shvicha is good from Adam Zavichach Yishafech, and then from this very same pasuk, as if it was only available for this and it wasn't used already, use that same pasuk again to teach us that by the Karban Pesach you have to have Shvicha? I thought you can only use this pasuk for one drasha. Frag the Gemara, but Rabbi Shmuel, let's see the Gemara inside. Hi, Kra, this pasuk of Dam Zavichach Yishafech, Mapagle Lahachi, Mapagle Lahachi? For some reason, Rabbi Shmuel could use the pasuk twice? For one drasha, that Shvicha b'diavad is good by all karbanos, and then to use it again to teach me that by the Karban Pesach, what you're supposed to do is Shvicha? And for the Gemara, you're right. He can't use it for two different drashas, the same way our Tana would not be able to use it for two separate drashas. But Trey Tanoim, Liba de Rabbi Shmuel. There's a dispute over here amongst two Tanoim as to what Rabbi Shmuel said. And Enoch Anami, the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, who says that Rabbi Shmuel uses this pasuk to teach me that it's Shvicha for the Karban Pesach, he doesn't hold that you can make a bracha on the Karban Pesach for it to pass to the Zavach. According to this Tana, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva agree that neither the bracha for the Pesach can pass to the Zavach or the bracha of the Zavach can pass to the Pesach. If you're going to learn Pesach b'shvicha from this pasuk, then you no longer have the Dam Zavachach Yeshavach available to tell me that shvicha is good b'diyavad by other karbonos, and memela, the bracha of Pesach cannot part to the other karbonos. They have no shaychas to Pesach. The other karbonos are exclusively zrika, and Pesach is exclusively shvicha. Then you have another version as to what the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel is. This Tana, who insists that Rabbi Shmuel holds if you make the bracha on the Karban Pesach, it patters the Zavach, that's because he holds, in regard to other Zavachim, that the Yavach Shvich is good. Memela, he uses the Dam Zavachach Yishafach to teach me that. So it's not available to teach me that it's Dafka Shvich for the Karban Pesach. So it's one of the two, and Enoch Anami, everyone agrees that it's one of the two. The Shaila is which one of the two? There's a dispute amongst the Talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel. That's Trey Tanoi, Liba de Rabbi Shmuel. Now here's the problem. According to the first version of Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that the Dam Zavachach Yishafach is reserved for teaching that in regard to all karbanos, bidiyavet shvicha will do. So what happens with the Karban Pesach according to this version of Rabbi Shmuel? We don't have the Dam Zavachach Yishafach to teach us that it's shvicha by the Karban Pesach, so what then do we do with the blood of the Karban Pesach? Presumably, he would hold like Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, who says that it's shvicha. Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, who would darshan from the pasuk of Bchar, the Lashon Rabban by Bchar, that the Zrika of Bchar is the Davka Lashon Rabban to include Maaser and Pesach. Now, this is going to lead us into a difficulty. Rabbi Shmuel Shita, according to this version, is that if you make the bracha shekidushana b'mesayis v'tzivanu lechol haPesach, it patters the Zavach. However, he does agree that if you made the bracha shekidushana b'mesayis v'tzivanu lechol haZavach, then it does not patter the Karban Pesach. That's what we learned earlier. Beirach birchas haPesach patres shel zevach, shel zevach loy patres haPesach. Now, why is it that if he makes the bracha on the chagiga, it doesn't patter the Karban Pesach? So we explained, Rashi explained to us, that being that he makes the bracha on the zevach, that identifies his bracha that directs it to the mitzvah of zrika. And a yoist the Karban Pesach is dafka b'shvicha, therefore everyone holds that a bracha on the Zavach doesn't pass to the Pesach. But according to what we're saying now, in the final analysis, that the reason he holds the other way around does work, the reason that he holds that a bracha on the Pesach passes the Zavach, because the Zavach can be included into the Pesach, being that Zavach also could do with Shvicha, that means that there is no pasuk available to teach if Karban Pesach is Davka b'Shvicha. As a result, instead of the Yishmael telling us Beirach birchas haPesach patres shel zevach, but shel zevach loy patres haPesach, he should have said that each one patres the other. If the Karban Pesach is also Bezrika, and everything that is Bezrika, Bidiyavid, works the Shricha. So there's absolutely no difference between the Karma Chagig and the Karma Pesach. And each bracha should fall to the other one. Yet Rabbi Yishmael himself does restrict it somewhat, saying that the bracha of the Zevach doesn't fall to the Pesach. Why not? In order to answer this, Rashi introduces a new concept over here. And Rashi says that in this setting, the night of the Seder, that is the night of Pesach, the Karban Pesach is the Iker, and the Chagiga is a tafel to the Karban Pesach. And that is the reason that a bracha on the Zevach doesn't fall to the Pesach. Rashi explains that's a time that is explained in the Yerushalmi, and that is the only way to explain why indeed the Birchas HaZevach doesn't patter the Pesach, according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Piri Di'ita, he brings the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, it's at the end of Masechet Pesachim, Mamad of Mona, HaPesach Iker, HaZevach Tefela. The Karbonator explains, being that the Pesach is the main thing, therefore we have a Chayiv Mitzad, the Halachis of Brachas, to make a Bracha on the Iker, and to patter the Tafel. Kim Levoyer in the Mishnah, and Perik Ketzad in the Varchin. But Zarklau calls Shu Iker the Imay Tfela, the Varachala Iker who Paitris at Tfela. Zakting Maravain. So once again, the Pasig and Pashas Kairach told us, Ach Par Shar, Ibchar Kesev, Ibchar Ez, Lo Yisiv Dekar Dishem, Ez Damam, Lashon Rabim, Tizroi Kalam Ez Beach, Vez Chel Vam, again Lashon Rabim, Takdir, Yishel Lirech Nechoyach Lashem. The fact that the Torah uses a Lashon Rabim over here, according to the B.I.C. Aglili teaches us, that it's not just Par the Torah is referring to, we are also referring to Meiser and Karban Pesach. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He says this Pasuk is just talking about Par. By Meiser and Pesach there is no Zrika. We learn from the Dam Zevachecha Yishafech that it's Shvicha, at least one version of Rabbi Shmuel holds that way. Now we're not even going to ask, according to Rabbi Shmuel, why then is there a Lashon Rabim? Because the Lashon Rabim really could be explained even without including the Pesach and the Meiser. After all, the Pasuk does talk about different types of Pchar, Pchar Shar, Pchar Kesev, and Pchar Ez, so we could understand that a Lashon Rabim could work as well as a Lashon Yachid. Rabbi Yisrael really says if the Pasuk was talking about just Pchar, we wouldn't use a Lashon Rabim. Rabbi Shmuel says even within Pchar, there's still Rabim. Our problem is with the next Pasuk. The next Pasuk reads, Uvasaram Yalach, again Lashon Rabim, and their flesh shall be yours, referring to the Kehanim, so whatever the first pasuk includes is continued in the next pasuk. In the next pasuk we are told that it all goes to the Kehanim. Now this is the problem. See the Gemara inside. He says that the Lashon Rabim over here is insignificant in terms of including other kabbanis. The pasuk is just talking about Pchar. We're using the Lashon Rabim because there are different types of animal that could be a Pchar. So, Haino Dechsev, we understand that the Pasuk writes, Uvasaram, that their flesh, Yalach. Their flesh means, whether it's the flesh of a Bchar Shar, whether it's the flesh of a Bchar Kesev, or whether it's the flesh of a Bchar Eiv. It all goes to the Kehanim. That's the Yalacha with a Bchar. Elo Rabbi Aglili, the Magdalin Nami B'Maisir of Pesach. He says the Lashon Rabim in the first Pasuk indicates more than just the different types of Bchar. It comes to include Meiser and Pesach as well, so that's all fine and well in the first pasuk. It talks about Zrika and Aktara, because obviously you have Zrika and Aktara by Meiser and Pesach. But this second pasuk talks about giving everything away to the Kayin. And here too there's a Lashon Rabim. So how could Rabbi Yosi Aglili explain Meiser and Pesach going to the Kayin? Meiser and Pesach are not from the Matnes Kahuna. Meiser and Pesach Bailam Achlilei. So how do you, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, explain the pasuk of Vesarim Yalach, which is also Lashon Rabim? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Aglili will tell you, Mayu Vesarim Yalach, what is this Lashon Rabim over here in Pasuk Yitches, where the Torah says, and their flesh shall go to you, Kayanim? It refers to Echad Tam, the Echad Balmam. This is how Rashi explains it. Enochanan, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that if the pasuk was just talking about the different types of Pchar, Pchar Shar, Pchar Kesev, or Pchar Eis, that would not justify a Lashon Rabim. It didn't justify Lashon Rabim in the first pasuk, and it doesn't justify Lashon Rabim in the second pasuk. However, what the Lashon Rabim does include doesn't necessarily have to be the same. In the first pasuk, of Ez Damam Tizroi Kalam Ez Dayach, Yez Chelbam Takdir, comes to include Maaser Pesach. In this second pasuk, of Uvasaram, their flesh, Yalach, it comes to include two completely different entities, and that is the Pchar Tam and the Pchar Balmum. Those are two different things with different halachas. That, even according to Rabbi Yosef, really would justify a lashon rabbi. And indeed, the Gemara continues as we turn out to Amud Beis. Uvasarim yilach, the lashon rabbi in the second pasuk, is the source, is the limit that teaches us, al par balmum, shenitan lakari. Now, this is such a familiar halacha, we almost take it for granted. But what is the source for this halacha, that the par balmum goes to the kayin? And the answer is, there is no other source besides this. We don't find any other makar that the b'char b'almum should go to the kain. Frekt Rashi, if even according to the B'yosi Aglili, b'char b'almum and b'char tam are different enough that that does justify a lashon rabim. That's how you explain over saram yilach. So getting back to the first pasuk, how then do you know the B'yosi Aglili that as daman tizrak and as chelbam takti that those lashon rabims come to include b'char u'maiser, maybe they too refer to b'char balmum and b'char tam. And the answer is, it's pashit. There is no hektara of a b'char balmum. There's no zrika of dam for a b'char balmum. We're not makrivit. So if the Torah is talking about being makriv the chaylev or being zarek the dam, obviously the lashon rabim comes to include other valid karbonis. So which other valid karbonis are the most similar to b'char? So you have Maaser and Pesach. But in the second pasuk, when we're not talking about being maktavit, but we're talking about who gets the basar, so we would rather include something within par itself. And that would be the par balmum. So now the problem is, how does Rabbi Shmuel know this? To be consistent, Rabbi Shmuel would say that the Uvasaram Yalach in the second pasuk also refers to the different types of a regular par. So how does he know that the par balmum goes to a kayin? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Nafkalei, Melecha, Yeh, the Sefer. Once again, the whole pasuk, Obasaram Yelach, Kachazeya Tanufa, Chashayk Hayanin, Lecha, Yeh. This, the emphasis is a double lashon in the pasuk, because the pasuk already said Obasaram Yelach, why would the pasuk have to conclude again, Lecha, Yeh? So the Lecha, Yeh comes to be marvel something else, and that something else, according to Rabbi Shmuel, would be the Pchar Balmo. Now, before we go on to the Gemara's next kasha, let's be Magdim Asmol Hagdam. We know that in regard to all karbanis, should they become possible through a mum, there is the possibility of redeeming them. The carbon itself, the animal, goes out l'cholin, and the mice are nitfas b'kedushasim. The money takes the kedush. There are exceptions to that, like there are exceptions to most rules, and in this case, the exception is p'char and meiser. P'char and meiser are not redeemed. They're not redeemable even if they receive a mum. The Gemara in Tur explains the reason that Pchar Meiser is different than other Psulei HaMikdashim is that they don't receive their Kedusha by human free will. It's Hashgacha Pratis that decides which animal is the Pchar and which is the Meiser. As a result, its Kedusha is stronger and Memela it remains in all circumstances. Furthermore, even if I were to do Temura, that is to try to exchange this carbon for another carbon, in regard to Pchar Meiser, they do not transfer completely to the other carbon. And again, essentially, it's for the same reason. Being this was a kiddusha picked from Shemayim, which animal should be the pchar, which animal should be the karb meiser. So if I were to take another animal and say I want the kiddusha to be transferred over to the other animal, so the other animal receives some of the halachas of pchar meiser, they're nechol b'mumay l'baylim, but you cannot be matched them on a mizbeach. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom decides which animal is zeicha to be a pchar and meiser on the mizbeach. Although there's another case of where even if someone would engage in temura, the animal that it was switched for cannot be brought on the mizbeach, and that is the karban pesach. Now that leads us to our next kasha. How does the Gemara know this? That when it comes to the temura of meiser or karban pesach or par, you cannot be makriv the karban that it was exchanged for on the mizbeach. We know it from our pasuk over here. Ach par shar, ipchar kesef, ipchar reis, loy sivde kardeshein. Loi sivda, that's the first halacha we discussed. You cannot redeem them, like other psuli hamikdashim, where the animal goes out l'cholin. And kodesh heim, this teaches us that only the animal itself, has the kedusha, but as far as the temur is concerned, you cannot be makrovit on the mizbeach. Now let's see the Gemara. Bish lem rabbi yosiya glili, demayki le'nami b'maisru pasach, he says that that's first pasuk. Because of the lashon rabim of that first pasuk. We know the pasuk is not just talking about p'char. It's also talking about Maaser Pesach, Hanu Dechsev Loi Sivda, Kodesh Heim, and we learn from here, Heim Kraven can only be marked if the Karban is proper, but the Ain't Murasim Kraven, you cannot be marked if the Karban that they tried to exchange it for. Titnan, for we learned in the Mishnah that this is the halacha, tmurat b'charu ma'aser, hein, v'ladan, whether it's the tmura itself, in other words, the animal that I said, I want the kedusha of my b'charu ma'aser to go over to this animal, whether it's that animal, or its offspring, v'lad v'ladan, or the next generation, not saif kol ha'ayla. Harein k'b'charu ma'aser, they have the halacha b'charu ma'aser, but only in as much that the yoichlu b'mumu l'bayla, that you cannot redeem them, just like you can't redeem the b'charu ma'aser itself. Whereas explained, unlike other Tzuri HaMikdashim, that if they get a mum, you can redeem it and the Kedusha completely leaves the animal, goes on to the money, that won't happen by Pchara Meister, and it won't happen by Tmuras Pchara Meister, and it won't happen by the offspring. They are not redeemable. But you cannot transfer the Kedusha over to a new carbon so that the new carbon should be roi for the Mizbeach. Furthermore, as mentioned earlier, the Tmura of a carbon Pesach is not roi for the Mizbeach. The Tanami learned in a Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Originally, Shemati, I heard Shetmuras Pesach Kreva. And on the other hand, I heard Shetmuras Pesach Eina Kreva. Yein Lefash, I don't know how to iron out this contradiction. However, the Gemara in Masechta Tmura explains that when do we say Shetmuras Pesach Kreva? If he only started the Tmura process, that is to exchange the Kedusha from this carbon onto another carbon after Pesach. Because then it has the Alach of Tmura Shlomim, which is Kreva. However, if he did the Tmura Koidin Zmanai, where it still has the halachas of a carbon Pesach, then you cannot be makir of the new carbon on the Mizbeach. So we know now what the halacha is by the tmura of Meiser, and we know what the halacha is by the tmura of a carbon Pesach. You cannot be makir of them on the Mizbeach. And the way we know it is from this pasuk. So apparently Rabbi Yosef really is right. For according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a problem here. El Rabbi Shmuel, the Mekele Kulei B'Pchar, he says that the pasuk is only talking about Pchar. Even the Lashon Rabim in the Pasuk only indicates the different types of par. So this halacha, Ma'aser Pesach to crave a Tmurasan, that you can't be Makar of the Tmura Menalei. How does he know it? We learn it from Kikar Deshem, only they have a Kedusha. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, the they in this Pasuk has nothing to do with Ma'aser Pesach. It's only par. And for the Gemara, and the Hanami Shmuel has alternate drashas to learn this from. Rabbi Shmuel will say, Kardashem, Enochanami just teaches us by a Pchar, because the Pasuk is only talking about Pchar. By a Pchar, only the Pchar goes up on the Mizbeach, no Tmura for the Pchar can go up on the Mizbeach. And the same is true for Meiser. How do I know it? Not from this Pasuk, but from an independent Gzeira Shava, that has no Shaychas to this Pasuk. An independent Gzeira Shava that links Meiser to Pchar. Meiser, how does he know the Tmura is Meiser in the Kreva? Gomar, Avara, Avara, Mipchar. It says by Meiser, Kala Sheyavar, Tachas Hashemet. And it says by Pchar, Vahavarta, Kopeta. That's our connection. That's how Rabbi Shmuel knows by Meiser, that ain't Merasa Kreva. By Pesach, how does he know ain't Merasa Kreva? Sakti Gemara. Pesach, how does Rabbi Shmuel know about Pesach, that ain't Merasa Kreva? It's from the following drasha. Behedya, Ksiv Bekes. The Torah says, Beferish, you could take a lamb for a carbon Pesach. Why does the Torah have to say by a shlamim you have a choice of a kesef? We know that Pesach and shlamim are similar. So if you can use a kesef for a carbon Pesach, I should know on my own. You can use a kesef for a carbon shlamim. So the im kesef by a carbon shlamim, the rabbis, comes to be marba tmuras ha-pesach achar ha-pesach. The substitute carbon Pesach after Pesach shetikav shlamim. There's a connection between the Pesach and the shlamim. Leftover carbon Pesach will automatically become a carbon shlam. In any event, Nachal, I would think of listening to Pesach Kain, but even before Pesach, a substitute carbon Pesach becomes a shlam. Talmud Loimer, here the Pasuk says by the carbon Pesach Hu, V'amartim Zevach Pesach Hu, teaching us, Hu Karev, before Pesach, only the designated carbon Pesach will be Zeichet to the Yom HaMizbeach, but no substitute. Now, getting back to what we originally intended to do, and that is to make the Pasuk of Damzeh V'Chachu Yeshavach available for the drasha of our Tana who learns in this Pasuk, that Bidiyavid, a single application of Dam, is enough for all the karbonis of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Inasmuch as these others are not our concern, so in each case we found an alternate drasha. But what about all these other shittas that we mentioned earlier that use this Pasuk for different drashas? Like those that learn from here that the leftover blood goes to the Yisoid, not only by a Karban Chatas, by other Karbanis as well. Those that learn from here that Nisan and Bezrika could sometimes be substituted for Shvicha, but yeah, that it works. How did they know our drasha? we've already explained how our Tana knows their drashas from alternate ways, but how do they know our drasha that b'di'avad a single matnas dam is enough? Once again, for the Gemara v'chal hanach tanoi, the ma'apig le'lahai dam is v'chachu yeshavach v'drasha chinef for these other drashas. Hai kol nisan namazbeach achita, she'nosan b'di'avad, matana achav, she'kipe minolu, how do they know it? And for the Gemara, and this is something that we mentioned earlier from Tysis, according to them, there's no need for a drasha. Not a special drasha anyhow. So if you look at Basil, they hold like the Basil, the Amr Yusei Abchata, Shinit Nibnatan Achav Kippur. If you remember in the Mishnah, we learned that the Bishar may hold that Chatas is the exception. For a Chatas, even Bidiyavit, one Matan of Dam is not enough. The Basil hold that not only by other Kabbonis, but even by Karban Chatas, Bidiyavit, one Matnas Dam is enough. How did the Basil know that? So later on, the Gemara is going to tell us that the Basil have a special passage to teach that that is the case by Karban Chatas. So once these Tanam hold like the Bez Hillel, Memela, I don't have this need for a Pasuk to teach me a Chiddush, that one Matan is enough. I already have a Pasuk by a Karma Chata. It's a Pasuk that the Gemara will discuss later. And we offina Kula Mechatas, we can learn the other Kabbanis from the Karma Chata. If you can just take a look for a moment in the Rashi Af Chatas, which appears about a line or two underneath where it says La'el Tes and Menalas on the left-hand side of the Gemara. So Rashi explains, the offina Lamikroi Bishmaitin. Later on, the Beis Hillel will dashen from Tzukim. Later on, our Gemara, we're going to see where they learn that by a Chatas, even one Matan is enough. So once these Tanoim hold like the Beis Hillel, and it's established that one Matnas Dam is enough by a Karban Chatas, so I don't need a Dam Zavachachu Yashafach, because the other afterwards, the Ophina Kulu Zvachim Echatas, because another Kaban is from Chatas. Getting back for a moment to the union of a Tzmur of a Karban Pesach, so we learned before, sometimes you could be Makavit, sometimes you can't be Makavit. Rashi told us that it depends on if it was done lifnei zmanai or acher zmanai. Lifnei zmanai, so it's still a carbon pesach, and a tamura for a carbon pesach will not go on the mizbeach. The acher zmanai becomes a carbon shlamim, and therefore you could be makiv the tamura, because that's the halacha by a tamura shlam. Demis says that's the sheet of Rav Zeirin, sechtes tzach. Rabin sechtes tzachim holds, and Tysus discusses it over here, that it depends on whether or not the tamura was made before the shechita or after the shechita. In other words, the halacha would be like this. Suppose I lost my Karban Pesach. So I didn't know what to do. I was mafresh another Karban Pesach. And then I found the first one. I have two now. So I have a choice. I can pick one for the Karban Pesach, and the other will automatically become a Karban Shlam. What happens, however, if I only found the original after I shechted the substitute? So there's no shayla. The original becomes a Karban Shlam. Now what happens if I do Temura on it? So it depends, when did I do the Temura on the original carbon that I found? If I did it before the shechita of the substitute carbon, so theoretically, it has not been designated yet officially as a carbon shlamim. I could have picked this for my carbon Pesach. And therefore, it has the din of a Temura's Pesach, which is not kreva. On the other hand, if I did the Temura on the original carbon after I shechted the substitute, which means that the original would have to be a carbon shlamim, so then it has a din of a Temura shlamim, which we can be ma'akev on the mizbeach. Now, from the Gemara, it is mashma. There are many different shittas over here, but there's a rule of being matcha something b'yadai. If something is roy and fit for a mitzvah, and I deliberately engage in an act which pushes it away from the mitzvah, so I have diminished its kedusha to the extent where it'll no longer be roy the mizbeach. And that's the key over here. If I do the Temura on the original carbon before I shechted the substitute, that means I had here a carbon that was roy for a Pesach. And I pushed it away. I tried to exchange this Kedusha for something else. Once something is at the threshold of Kedusha and you push it away, so that is a tremendous diminishing of its power. The substitute of that is no longer going to be able to be roy the Mizbeach. On the other hand, I only engaged in the Maisa Temura after I already shechted the other carbon. So it wasn't at the threshold of becoming a Karban Pesach. It had to be a Karban Shlamim anyhow. I didn't push it away. The circumstances pushed it away. It was already only something with the potential of a Karban Shlamim. Memela, its Temura is still Roy Limizbeach.